tell you, Bi'amol over, Bor Rishus Epota. Maybe I'll also agree when you're mafka your Rishus, so it's not really called a good hefka, it's not called, really called Rishus Rabin, it's called a Bor and your Rishus, therefore your Epota. And so, how come over here do I say for the shame Rishus Rabin, your Epota? Veshani Yochad Yomalu, the Yomer, that here the Baal HaShor is right to say, Lav Kol Kaminov the Makarvis Lohu, the Peirasech Lurishus Rabin. You shouldn't have put down your fruits in this place that you let the Rabbim use, because this place is used by the Rabbim, it's like Rishus Rabin. Or Mechayev is Lul Tiroi, and therefore you want to be Mechayev my Shor, feeding up your food. No, it's your fault. You shouldn't have put down the food at the end of your property. Since you gave us the right to use the property, you know our Shvarim are going to move there, go there. So you shouldn't have put down the food there. Therefore, it's called like Yil Diyazak Anashay. Therefore, Rav says over here, we're Potter. Ben Echnami, if you dig a bor there, though, it could be for the bor also. It's called a bor b'shusay. That may be a Potter. And then the Gemara says, Ushmula, Mashmula, so could say, that Bialma all over may be bor b'shusay is chayiv. When you're mafka, you're reshus, and you have a bor there, you're chayiv for the shor, for the bor. In other words, it's not called like reshus rabin. So how come over here by Peiris, the Shmuel say it's called reshus anithi, that the Baal HaShor is chayiv? Like this. Bishleima bor, bishleima when I'm mafka my reshus, ikle meima lava dai toi. Like, I have to realize, it's not. I don't expect like you to watch your shore. Like if I'm being mafka my reshus, I'm giving you permission like to go there. And if there's a bor there, so I realize I have to be chayiv for it. Because I don't expect you to watch your shore from the bor, like you don't realize you don't see the bor is there. So even though it's like in my reshus, that's why I'm chayiv for my bor. Because since I gave you permission to come in there with your shore, and so I should have watched it, the bor. So if your animal falls into my bor and gets hurt there, I'm chayiv for it. Ela peiris, but by peiris, mi kolamei malava datoi. Like, do I ever, can I, does the owner have to say, like, you shouldn't have damaged my peiris? Like, you see the peiris. So true, I give you permission to come into my rishus. But that's all. But lamais, it's my rishus. So therefore, if your shore, if the Baal HaShor sees fruit there, you should have watched your animal not eat my fruit. So therefore, Shmuel says, even though like a mafka, I give permission for the rabbim to use my field, but the food that I have there is called my food, and therefore, if a shor comes in and eats it, the Baal HaShor is chayiv. That's called shein for shus anizik. Now the Gemara says, leima, let's say machzeros tanoihi. Maybe the loch of machzeros like we had before is the machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, ochlo mitoich rechovo, if the animal eats the food in the middle of the rishus rabbim, mishalemes mashenenis. He only has to pay how much enjoyment he has, because that's called shein rishus rabbim, that you pot for the exact hezek. You only have to pay for the hanof and enjoyment you had. What about the mitzidi herechovo? Let's say the animal eats the food off the side of the rishus. So mishalemes mashenenis. Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's called shein b'shus anizik. You have to pay a nezik sholem. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lezo, I'm no ein darko lechel el halach. It's not a derech to eat there. It's only a derech to walk there. So what does Rabbi Yosi mean to say? That it's not mistarvah to say. It means to say in the b'shus rabbi Michayev. Havadi we know b'shus rabbi Michayev. So therefore, chur means to say that tzidei rechovo is like b'shus anizik, that you have to pay a nezik sholem. For the Gemara, if so, Rabbi Yosi, Haino Tanakama, like they're both saying the same thing, what's the Machlokes then? Ella, isn't it Machzeres Hikah Benayu? The Machlokes is Machzeres. In the case where the animal is standing with Shusar Rabbim and it turns its head towards the tzidi, towards the side, Yechayiv Nezek Shalom Anat. So Rashi says, the Shemini Le Rabbi Meir, with her, the Rabbi Meir Shittur is the Yom HaTzidi, Rechov HaMishlam is Masha Zeka. The animal eats from the side of the Shusar Rabbim, you have to pay Masha Zeka. For going the Oslo, the Koma Betzidi Rechova, where the animal is standing on the side. Avo Machzeres Loi, because the animal is standing B'shus Rabbim, and it just turns its head towards the side, then Reb Meir holds no Yepota. And on this, the Koma Reb Yosi, Yein Darko Lahachzir Roish Shav Lechol El Lahalach. It's not a derel to turn your head. So therefore, V'zu Shech Zivro V'yoch L'chayevis. That's what Reb Yosi comes there on, that Machzeres is Chayev. Like the Gemara says, El Machzeres Hikah Benayu. The Tanakama Sova Machzeres Nami Mishalim Mashanenis. Since the animal is Rishus Rabbim, still it's Potter. It only has to pay for the Hano. Reb Yosi Sovah Meshalem Es Ma Shezeker. Reb Yosi says, no, you have to pay for the damage that you did. He owes, like Rav saw before, Machzeris, his Chayev and Ezek Shalom. Tzmur says, no, Loi Atayu, the Kuli Yalmo Machzeris, Oy Kirav, Oy Kishmul. The loch of Machzeris, where the animal turns its head towards the side, that's totally the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether it's called like Pershus HaNizik or not. That's not the Machlokes over here. For Hoch, you know what the Machlokes over here is? Between Reb Yosi and Reb Meir. Bebiya Bistayacha Kamiflegi. Here it's a Machlokes, what's the taish in the posse that says Shein is Chayiv Bistayacher? If you eat the food of somebody else's field. Ma sover of Biyev is the Acha Veloy Brishus Rabim. Dikas come to me at not Brishus Rabim. In other words, that's like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Brishus Rabim Yepoter. Therefore, Brechovo Taka Yepoter. It's only Bitsidi Rechovo that Yechayiv. Umasov, in order of Yosi, comes to argue. He comes to argue and holds even Brishus Rabim, even Brechovo, also Shein is Chayiv and Ezek Sholem. Umasav Reb Yosi holds, what does the pasuk mean? Ubiya b'stei achar for loy rishus hamazik, and not if your animal came into my rishus and ate up in the mazik rishus, like not if you brought your food into my rishus and my animal ate it up, not where the food is rishus hamazik. If you brought your food into my rishus and my animal ate it up, that's where the pasuk is saying it's potter. For at the Gemara, rishus hamazik lema. Like what's the, how could that be? How could the Yosi, what do you need a pasuk for? Pshita, if you bring food into my rishus and my animal eats it up, avadaram poto. I've right to say, like, what is your fruit doing in my rishus? So that you don't need a pasuk. So that can't be pshan Reb Yosi, that a via b'stayacha means to say that yechayev anywhere, only not rishus of the mazik. That's pshita. El, or rather to say the machlekes is the ilfa of Reb Oishia ikubinayu. That Avadin, real Rishus Rabin, everybody agrees with Ashen Apostle could be a Bistayacher, for Leib Rishus Rabin. That Shein is only Chayv of Yitza food in Rishus Hanizik, and not in the Rishus Rabin. So where is the Machlokes? Where is Rabbi Yosi argued to say that Yechayv? He argues in the case of Ilfa and Rabbi Yishia, Ikebenayu, like we had before, in a case where one animal eats the food off the other animal's back. So even though both animals are walking through the Rishus Rabim, but since the food is on the other one's back, that's considered Rishus HaNizik. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. Or else the other swara was, or Rabbi Yosi was, Klefetzis. That the animal jumps up Rishus Rabim and eats it, but derech Shinui, so he holds, that's Daim at the Kerben Yechayim Rishus Rabim, and by Tanakam, Rameya says, no, at all times of Biyev is the Acha, that Shein is only Chayim Rishus HaNizik, it's never chayv in any case, Rishus Rabin. That's the machlokes. But it could be by the machlokes of Machzeris, it's not a machlokes. That's told the machlokes, Ravin Shmuel, that's not a machlokes, Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. I hold up Chofala from a base. The Mishnah. Hakelev vihagdi. A dog or a deer or a kid. Shekovtsu meroish hagag. They jumped off a roof. They shoved with the kelim and they broke kelim. So locher is mishalom nezek sholom. That's like mifnei shein muadim. It's normal for them to jump, and therefore it's a regular mazik of regal. Therefore they pay nezek sholom. Ha kelev a dog shenoto charora. He took a cookie with some that you were baking it over some coals, and it took coals also for holach legodish, and he went to a field, and there ochla charora, he ate up the cookie there. V'hidlik ha-godish. And with the coal that he took also, he set fire to the whole godish, the whole field. So locher is ala charora m'shalom nezek sholem. On the charora, the cake that he ate, that's a regular shein, for that is chayv nezek sholem. The al ha-godish, well, the fact that the kelev burnt down the field, m'shalom chatinezek. For that he only has to pay a chatinezek. The Gemara will see why. The Gemara says like this. Time of the kovtsu. What are you saying? Why if the kelev of the dog jumps off the roof of Yechayiv? Because it jumped. Ha noflu, mashma of the dog just fell off, which is an onus. Then potter, then the owner of the kelev is potter because it's an onus. Alma, what do you see? Ksava, the Tana holds, tchila soy bepshia, v'stoifa b'yainis potter. At the beginning you're a pshia for letting your dog be on top because you know he could jump down. But at the end he didn't jump, he fell down, he's an onus, so you want to say you're potter. And that's a machlokes in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. It's a machlokes on the Roim there, where the Yepoter Rechayiv. So, our Mishnah is Yepoter.
The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yochai, we learned also like this. That Hakelev Yagdi, a dog or a kid, Shekovtsu Mereshah Gag, they jumped off the top of a roof. Vishivru as a Kelim, they broke Kelim, they landed and broke Kelim. Mishalom Nezek Shalom. The owner has to pay Nezek Shalom, that's regular. Noflu, let's say the dog fell off the roof, that's an honest. Pturim, that the owner is Potter. So Gemara says, Honicha, this is very good, Laman, the Yom Ataka holds like that, that even though Tchilosim Epshia, at the beginning, Europe Shia, the owner, should have watched his dog, should have not let the dog be loose up there on top of the roof. V'soifei b'yoynis, but at the end, anoynis happened, not your fault that it fell down. Taka potter, it's very good. El, but laman diyom that holds over the end of Mitzia. That chayiv, we say no, since at the beginning, Europe Shia, you should have watched it. Whatever happens from it, the owner is chayiv, if so, ma'ik l'meima. What is our mission only say? Because the dog jumped, even if the dog would have fell, also, you should be chayiv. Zumara says, Kagoin de Mekarve Kalim Legabe Koisel. We're talking about that the Kalim on the bottom was very close near the wall of the roof. And therefore the Chikavtsi Bikritzala Nafliolayu. If the dog or kid would have jumped, they would have not broken the Kalim. Because the Kalim are right underneath the wall. So therefore jumping, usually you jump away from the wall. So they wouldn't have landed on the Kalim, so you're not called a Pshi at all for breaking the Kalim. Even at the beginning you're not a pshia, because you have a right to let your dog be wild on top of the roof. What could the most do? He'll jump. If he jumps, there's nothing to break on the bottom, because you have to jump a little bit far away from the roof. The only thing that can happen is it'll fall down. That's annoyingness. I don't have to think that my dog will fall down. So that's pshana mishnah, that you only chai because it jumped, and not if it fell down and broke it. He asked a question then. So how did the dog break it then? What's Shana Mishnah then? Mishnah says Shekovtsu, it did break it. It did jump. How did it break it then? If the Kalim were only very close, so how did he take a break it? So Tzai says, talking about, it's not so close and not so far that it breaks both ways, Bein Nefila, Bein Mikvitza. Now we have a Kli Yoruch, a long Kli. Yeah. Alright, Zaita. Omar Azvid Mishmei Derova. Pomim sometimes Shafilu Noflu Namichayiv. No, even if your dog falls off the roof, also Yichayiv. You call the Pshia for that also. Mishkakasla could be found Bekaisarua with a weak wall. So Morris says, what's so wrong with a weak wall? Mani, what's the big Pshia? Ti Bodal Asuke died to the Noful Arche. You should have been worried that maybe the wall itself will fall down. So if the wall falls down, for sure your dog will also fall down. But the Gemara asked though, but Soif Lanofli Archi. But what happened now? This weak wall is still standing, the weak like roof. It didn't cave in. Vinofl Inu. But just the dog fell down. That is the Tchilos of Pshia, the Soif of Bionis. It's so true at the beginning, you're up Pshia, because maybe the wall could have fell down. But Soif at the end, you know what happened? The wall is still standing. It's just the dog that fell down. So again, that's called Soif of Bionis. It should be a Machlekes Yivichayiv or not. Samara says, let's read the case we're talking about, the Koisel Tsar. No, we're talking about where the wall is very slanty. Rash learned, Lishnach Rina, second Lashin, Tsar means Meshupa. So if you have a wall that's slanty, so there it's normal for the dog to fall down. On a slanty roof, you can't stay there. So therefore, the Baal HaKelev should have known that his dog is going to come tumbling down. So therefore, if the dog fell down, this is the case that the Baal HaKelev would be Chayiv. That's not called an Oinus. Tana Rabbanu, we learn like this. Ha-kelev yagdi. If you have a dog or a kid, she-dolgu if they jump and broke something, so it depends how they jump. Mimata l'mal apturim. If they jump from down upwards, that's a mishuna, that's not normal, they're potter. We'll soon say potter for nezik sholom, they're only chayiv v'chatzin nezik like Karen. But if they jump milmala l'mata, from up downwards, that's normal, then chayovim, then the chayiv v'nezik sholom. What about Odom v'tanagol, a man or a chicken? Shedogul, they jump. Bein milmala lamata, whether it's upwards, downwards. Bein milmata lamala, whether downwards, upwards. Chayovim. In both cases, the chayiv. But as it speaks out by an Odom, even if you want to say it's not normal for them to jump, milmata, downwards, upwards, still the chayiv. So he says, the ain't biyodim tzat tamas. There's no such halacha v'tam by Odom amazik. Only by a behema, there's such a thing, something that's not urchei, you potter only a chatzin ezek. But Adam Hamasik, even if he does something that's not normal, if a man jumps from bottom upwards, it's not normal, and he breaks something, still he's chayv in Nezek Shalom. Fetanagor Rashi says, the chicken, da'akar l'daleg afilu mamat l'mala. It's a derech for chicken to jump up, down, 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 bottom, down, upwards, upwards, downwards, kitzah v'chayav. That's called urche by Tanagor. Fetanagor Rashi says,